Thanks for joining us again today. We're standing here, of course, in Belfast. You would recognise that if you know Belfast at all, with these great cranes behind us at the Harland and Wolff shipyard. There are two of them, Samson and Goliath. Goliath is the one that lies closest to the city. Samson is the one that's further back. Goliath was built in 1969. Samson was built in 1974. Samson, the furthest crane back, is 106 metres tall. Huge big crane. And of course, like Goliath, the one that was built first, its name is taken from the Bible. Some of you will be familiar, of course, with the story of Samson. He lived during the days of the Judges. You can read about him in the book of Judges, and I encourage you to do that. It's a wonderful and remarkable story, a story of triumph, and yet at the same time a story of tragedy. Samson was born, and whenever he was born, he was a Nazarite from his mother's womb. He would have 7 long locks, and that would denote his consecration and his separation unto God. And his separation, his consecration to the Lord, was really the secret of his strength and his physical power. I don't believe that Samson really physically looked any different than anybody else, because Delilah came one day and said, "Samson, tell me wherein the secret of thy great strength lieth." But Samson had been a huge, strong-looking man with large muscles and a big frame. He had known the secret of his strength. It was all physical. But Samson's strength and power could not be explained on the basis of the human. And of course, Samson was a compromiser. Tragedy in his life, and he flirted with Delilah and flirted with sin. And at last, his 7 locks were cut off as he lay sleeping in her lap. And then she cried and said, "Samson, the Philistines are upon me." And in Judges chapter 16 and verse number 20, we read some of the saddest words in all the Word of God. "Samson awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself, but he wist not that the Lord had departed from him." It was sad enough that he had lost his power and lost his anointing and lost his strength, but it was sadder still that he wasn't really even aware of it. And I believe this land of ours, this nation of ours, even in the churches, many, many believers who once knew what it was to walk with God, who once witnessed for Christ and served the Lord gladly and faithfully, who had a prayer life, a devotional life, and lived a victorious Christian life, one who compromised, who sinned, through many years of backsliding, yet lost their real relationship with Christ, lost the power of God, and they didn't even really know it. And they're like Samson, they wist not that the blessing of the power of God has left them. Maybe that's you today. Maybe once in your life you knew what it was to really fellowship with Christ and serve the Lord, and you've got far, far from God. Robert Robinson was a great hymn writer, and he wrote that lovely old hymn, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy, never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise." And in the last verse, he wrote the words, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, take and seal it from thy courts above." Many years after that, providentially travelling in a carriage, a lady sitting across from him, who was a stranger to him, was reading a periodical, and she came across those very words, and she read them out to the other people in the carriage, not knowing that the very author of the hymn was sitting across from her. He quietly listened, and then he began to weep and cry and broke down. She was somewhat embarrassed, and she spoke to him. He put his hand upon her shoulder and said, "Madam, you do not realize that those words you read, I wrote them many years ago. And oh to God that I was in the place with God that I was then when I wrote those words." He was a prophet of his own faith. He had left the God he loved. He had wandered in Egypt. Is that you today? You're like Samson. Once you walked with God, but now you're far from him. It's really a picture of the church as well. This church in our God's generation, so, so far from the Lord, lost its power, lost its anointing, lost its separation, compromised with the world, and now we're bound and fettered. Oh, that we would get right with God and come back to him and experience his power and anointing again. Thank you for joining us. See you next time.